The local Texas Farm Bureau brought agriculture to the classroom in the Civic Center Arena Monday. A variety of ag groups and others make presentations to fourth graders from all over Hopkins County. And I talk with Don Smith with the Hopkins and Raines County, Texas Farm Bureau office.
This is about teaching young people, fourth graders, I believe, is what we're teaching today, about agriculture, about what we do in agriculture and why we do it. We've all got the same message, regardless if you've been going around. We try to all make the same message that this is about really producing food. That's what agriculture is today, is that we produce food to feed a hungry world. And we try to make the case for the fact that the children have strong bones and strong muscles and whatnot because of what agriculture produces, and that being protein. Whether it be protein from dairy products or protein from beef or protein from corn or chicken or whatever. And we've got a really good group of presenters that are working here today. They're all one way or the other involved in agriculture. And so we just got a really great thing. We were really concerned about the weather this morning, about whether or not we were going to have anybody. I think we had one school that couldn't get here, and they didn't have school today. But what it's about is about teaching and trying to get the connect between farmers and ranchers and people that might not know where milk comes from or beef comes from or eggs come from, whatever, and the fact that it's a food source, and that's what farmers and ranchers do, is produce food.
Yeah, even in a rural county like we are, it's good that the kids learn that the food doesn't come from the grocery store.
That's right, Don. Over the years, we've known a lot of the kids that came through here, and you'd really be surprised, even the ones that lived on farms, or maybe parents worked on the farm, that hadn't really made the connect between food and what happens on the farm. And that's what we're trying to do, is let these people know it. We've got two or three things that's a little different that you don't think about in agriculture. The wildlife display isn't exactly agriculture, but a lot of farmers and ranchers depend on wildlife as a source of income. And so we're making that turn too. And we've got one thing here on conservation, water conservation more than anything else. And that goes back to the environment. We're all involved in protecting the environment and doing a good job with that. So we're pretty true to what we are. We're all trying to deliver the same message. And that's what we want these kids to take away.
How many kids do you think are here?
We're somewhere between 400 and 500. We're going to have a total of a little over 900 in 2 days. And we think that probably the school that didn't get here today is going to probably come tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we've got kids from all over the county and from Delta County. There'll be kids from Raines County. In fact, I guess some of them are here today. Mm-hmm. And then about half of the folks from our not middle school, but wherever the fourth grade would be here in Sulphur Springs, they're here today. So third and fourth grade, yeah. So we'll have close to 1,000 kids and teachers. And
KSST News.